And I liked anthropology. I was very interested in social science, very interested in why we do things, you know, where we came from, all kinds of, you know, mythology. And I realized after a few years, you know, and then I went to film school, made movies, and ended up being where I am. But I realized that I was following on everything I did, I was following something I really cared about, something I loved, something I was passionate about. And I kept following that passion, whether it was cars, whether it was anthropology, whether it was art, photography. And eventually it led me to my huge passion, my real passion, which was making movies, which combined all of those things. And I realized that had I gone on to get my degree in anthropology, I would have probably made anthropological movies in New Guinea or someplace and eventually been on National Geographic and, you know, the History Channel and been then making features, and I'd have done Star Wars just the same. If I'd have gone to Art Center and become an illustrator, I would have probably started doing animation and doing animated films and making animated things, and then ultimately I would have gone on and been right where I was. So no matter which route I took, because I cared about all of them, they all led to the same place. Had I done what my father had wished me to do, which is to go into the office equipment business with him, which I knew I wasn't going to do, I knew I hated that, my life would have been unpleasant. And so I think it's very important not to do what your peers think you should do, not do what your parents think you should do, or your teachers, but to do what you inside, or even your culture thinks, but do what's inside you. You know, when I went to film school, everybody said, well, you're nuts. What are you going to film school for? You know, you're only, there's no, you, nobody from a film school had ever gotten a job in the film business. Just had never happened. So you were just doomed to be a ticket taker at Disneyland. So they was like, why would you do that? You know, why don't you take a major that you can actually get a job at? Why do one when, but once I fell in love with it, there was no going back, even though I had absolutely no chance of making it in the film business. And I did the same thing when I graduated. I moved back to San Francisco. And they said, well, you can't make movies in San Francisco. You're crazy. I said, but I don't want to be in Hollywood. I don't want to do that. I don't like those kind of movies. I want to do different kind of movies. And they said, well, you'll fail. It'll just never happen. And we managed to make it work in San Francisco. So that's the long story of how I got here. Another short story of one thing I discovered along the way is that several speakers have talked about happiness. And I've discovered along the way that happiness, you live in two worlds here. Happiness is pleasure, and happiness is joy. You know, it can be either one. You add them up, and it sort of falls under the Uber category of happiness. Pleasure is short-lived. It lasts an hour, lasts a minute, lasts a month. And it peaks and then goes down. It peaks very high. But the next time you want to get that same peak, you have to do it twice as much. You know, it's like drugs. You know, just you have to keep doing it because it insulates itself, no matter what it is. Whether you're shopping, whether you're, you know, engaged in any other kind of pleasure, that all has the same quality about it. On the other hand, is joy, and joy is a thing that doesn't go as high as pleasure, in terms of your emotional reaction, but it stays with you. Joy is something you can recall. Pleasure, you can't. So the secret is that even though it's not as intense as the pleasure, the joy will last you a lot longer. And people who get the pleasure, they keep saying, well, if I can just get richer and get more cars, you know, you'll never relive the moment you got your first car. That's it. That's the highest peak. Yes, you can get 3 Ferraris and a new Gulfstream jet, and maybe you'll get close. But you have to keep going. And eventually you run out. I mean, you just can't do it. It doesn't work. So if you're trying to sustain that level of peak pleasure, you're doomed. It's a very American idea, but it just can't happen. You just let it go. Peak, great. Pleasure is fun. It's great. But you can't keep it going forever. Just accept the fact that it's here and it's gone. And maybe again it'll come back and you'll get to do it again. Joy lasts forever. Pleasure is purely self-centered. It's all about your pleasure. It's about you. It's a selfish, self-centered emotion that's created by a self-centered motive of greed. Joy is compassion. Joy is giving yourself to somebody else or something else. And it's a kind of thing that is, in its subtlety and lowness, much more powerful than pleasure. If you get hung up on pleasure, you're doomed. If you pursue joy, you will find everlasting happiness. So with that, I'm gone.